Random House Audio presents Johnny Ive, the genius behind Apple's greatest products, by Leander Carney. Read for you by Simon Vance. To my wife, Tracy, and our kids, Nadine, Milo, Olin, and Lyle. Author's note. The first time I met Johnny Ive, he carried my backpack around all night. Our paths crossed at an early evening party at Macworld Expo in 2003. As a journeyman reporter hustling for Wired.com, I knew exactly who he was. Jonathan Paul Ive was on the cusp of becoming the world's most famous designer. I was surprised he was willing to chat with me. We discovered a shared love of beer and a sense of culture shock, too, both of us being expat Brits living in San Francisco. Together with Johnny's wife, Heather, we reminisced about British pubs, the great newspapers, and how much we missed British music, electronic house music in particular. After a few pints, though, I leapt up, realizing I was late for an appointment. I hurried off, leaving without my laptop bag. Well, after midnight, I ran into Johnny again, at a hotel bar across town. With great surprise, I saw he was carrying my backpack, slung over his shoulder. That the world's most celebrated designer carried a forgetful reporter's bag around all night flabbergasted me. Today, though, I understand that such behaviour is characteristic of Johnny Ive. He focuses on his team, his collaborators, and, most of all, on Apple. For Johnny, it's all about the work. But when talking about his work, he replaces I with we. A few months after our first encounter, I ran into him again at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference in June 2003. He stood to one side as Steve Jobs introduced the Power Mac.